Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Of all the counties in Wyoming, Campbell County has the highest prison rate in the state. According to Cowboy State Daily News, the Wyoming Department of Corrections statistics indicate defendants in the county were about 6 times more likely to end up in state prison than those from Teton County, which has the lowest rate of state prisoners. Campbell County Sheriff Scott Matheny said he attributes the high numbers to a strong judicial system. Matheny told Cowboy State Daily News, "We have some good judges and our law enforcement is top-notch." He also said another reason may be parole revocations. Campbell County has a halfway house, Booth Hall, run by Volunteers of America, that facilitates the offenders' reintegration into society. The energy industry may also contribute with energy-related crimes such as oil field and copper wire thefts, according to Matheny. The county with the second highest number of people in state prison is Sweetwater County with the city of Green River. According to Cowboy State Daily News, a few counties have also seen a dramatic increase in methamphetamine and fentanyl related crimes, with Natrona County being hit especially hard. Casper Police Department Lieutenant Scott Jones attributes some of the numbers to an increase in homelessness in the county. In Teton County, law enforcement claims there are the same types of crimes in the county, but the frequency in those crimes may be less. Teton County is the richest county in the state, which also could be a factor, with an average income of $141,605 per year, according to Wyoming's Administration and Information Department. After a cold and snowy week last week, the forecast for your Thanksgiving week is looking sunny and warmer. There's a slight chance of snow on Wednesday morning, but mild conditions and highs in the mid to upper 30s are expected through Thanksgiving Day. Black Friday shopping will be pleasant, seeing a possible high of 47 degrees. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.